White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
Austin 360 Radio, where JB and Whitney, and Whitney being a wild woman about the town last night.
I mean, call me cougar. That was a terrible cougar sound.
What exactly happened? What went down?
Well, Amy and I had these two musicians on last week, Ryan Neal and Christopher Watson, that you and I had also interviewed a month prior.
They're good dudes.
Oh, so nice and, I mean, easy on the eyes, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, and they were on that reality show where all the musicians were put together.
Yeah, it's like Bachelor meets America's Got Talent or something.
They were good dudes. I liked
them. Yeah, super nice. And
I didn't want to like them when we interviewed them, but then I liked them.
How come? Because you were like reality
star dudes.
That's hilarious. Yeah, no, they were really nice and very talented.
Yeah.
So when they came back to Austin, because a lot of places still aren't open for people to go and tour outdoors or even indoors at bars and stuff. So they came back to Austin. Plus, who wouldn't want to come back to Austin?
Yeah, they don't live here.
No.
They're just figuring out where they can go and play.
Exactly. Christopher lives in Los Angeles, which is back to masks. And,
even more reason not to like him. But go on.
And then Ryan, I think he lives in Tennessee. I'm not sure. But they were back in town, and they're doing several shows. They still have several more to go before they leave on Saturday. And so Amy and I agreed to come to one of their shows, and it was so fun. I went down. They were playing at the Idle Hands off on Rainy Street. I haven't been to Rainy Street in like 3 years.
It keeps transforming, doesn't it?
Well, I just, in my mind, I imagine it as a super young, drunk crowd.
It is.
And just bodies and sweating because it's outside and, you know.
Is that not what it was?
No. Of course, let's be honest. It was a Tuesday night. Mm. So that's very different than a Saturday or a Saturday night. But it was a Tuesday night and I hadn't been down there in so long. It was really nice down there. I mean, there are a lot of cute bars, like a lot of interesting places you want to go in and have a drink.
It wasn't as trashy. You're picturing more like Dirty Sixth Street.
I think so. And maybe when Rainy first opened, it was all the old houses and people were just utilizing the space.
Yeah, it's a little more
established. It's more upscale now. And just fun to have all the different, you know, you can walk from place to place. But we stayed at Idle Hands, and it's such a cute venue. They played outside, which is also fun because they were right on the edge. Idle Hands is actually up above the street a little bit, like it's on a deck.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't feel like you're down on the street with the riffraff. Not that there was any riffraff, but maybe
on a Saturday.
I haven't
been in that place.
It was really cute, and they had tables set up, and it was like that fake grass, what's that called?
AstroTurf.
Yes. There was AstroTurf all around, and they had fans with misters. Like, it was very, very nice out there. You didn't feel like you were sweltering in the heat. And then there's this live music playing. You know, these two guys on a keyboard or guitars, and people walking down the street were dancing to them. It was really fun. I had a great time. And it was perfect because they started at 6:30 and they ended at 9:30. I was home by 10.
Well, I was off the air. I was teasing Whitney a lot about how one or both of these boys would love to take you home.
Amy took me home. But
Amy brought her boyfriend.
She did bring her boyfriend. So I was the third wheel.
You.
I was the third wheel.
You started getting better and better looking all of a sudden.
Listen, that's true. And then we were harmonizing with them. So I'm sure that made them, I mean.
Okay. In your honest opinion, in this, no disrespect to these guys. I do like those guys.
Yeah.
Did either of them kind of hit on you a little bit?
They did not really. I did get a late
Even
night.
You're old enough
text.
To be their mom, but.
That is. Ugh, it is so true. Luckily, I don't look like that. I look like I'm their age, I tell myself. But no, there was a lot of nice, you know, talking back and forth. They gave Austin 360 Radio a couple of shout outs.
Ooh.
And ooh, for the 10 people that were there. No. And came by and said thank you and stuff. And they were interacting with me during the show. Or maybe I should say I was interacting with them. But no. I did get
you
a late
loud,
night
drunk
text.
Girl? Were you a loud drunk girl?
I mean, I was loud tipsy girl. I think I was entertaining tipsy girl. I feel like I
If you say I think I was entertaining... Ooh.
I was just singing backup sometimes, you know. They played a lot of different songs. Some songs were from the 60s. They played 80s music. They played some of their own stuff. They played a lot of R&B and John Mayer and Coldplay. I mean, they had a ton of different... They were taking requests, which is always fun. You're giving a look like,
you were yelling, Bon Jovi!
I was like, Freebird! And then they're too young. They'd be like, what's that? Anyway, it was a great time. I do love those boys. I have a little place in my heart now for both of them, Ryan and Christopher. Mm-hmm. And I would not be opposed.
Ah.
I'm just going to say that right now. They're talented and go-getters, you know, not sitting around waiting for things to happen. They're making it happen.
All right.
So any one of them could make it happen.
Put their pictures on a vision board.
I think I will.
Austin 360 Radio, and unfortunately some bad news today for music lovers, especially Texas music lovers. I have a couple friends that are just going to be...
Devastated.
A bit devastated today, but Dusty Hill of ZZ Top has passed. We lost him at the age of 72. I do have a couple buddies where, like, this is their favorite band. Like,
well, they have a cult following.
Yeah, especially in Texas.
Well, of course.
Because we, you know, it's like...
LaGrange. Where are they from? Do
Houston,
we know?
I believe.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is Houston.
But it's like, you know, we got it early, and it's... So I'm 53 years old, and so...
Wait, what?
I know, it sounds old. But ZZ Top started hitting when I was in middle school.
Yeah,
when music is everything.
Of course. And then they hit MTV with their whole look of those beards.
Yeah.
That is still in style, unfortunately. It's back, those beards.
It is. It's big time.
Oh, my gosh. That is a sad thing. I did read something that they were on... I'm saying on tour, but they were performing and stuff. And Dusty had to step down because he hurt his hip. And that was just like a week ago. So... I don't know what the deal is. They're not saying how he died yet, but that is very tragic news.
Man, there's a great documentary about ZZ Top.
Oh, really?
And I'm sure it's going to blow up over the weekend. I think it's on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix.
I
need to revisit that. It's been some time.
Yeah, the little old band from Texas. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were pretty influential back in, was it, I guess, the 80s, and they had hit after hit after hit.
Oh, and they hit, like you said, they just hit MTV just right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like every kid my age wanted the ZZ keychain.
Oh, right.
And a hot rod.
That's right. And the cheap sunglasses.
Yeah.
Everybody had those.
Anyway.
Well.
Man.
Feel for his family and his fans.
Yeah. Anyhow, we just found out that just a bit ago, like in the last couple hours.
Yeah, 11:30 is when I think the news broke. Well, I'm going to listen to a lot of ZZ Top tonight.
I know. Watch that
Check out the documentary. Yeah, I will.
Watch that documentary. Austin 360 Radio, this is a great list. It's jobs that you think are cool, but they really aren't.
Yeah, they sound cool, but then when you're actually doing it, it's...
There's a lot.
Oh, good. I'm curious.
There's a lot.
Is radio
that.
DJ on there?
It should be. It should be. Not as sexy as people think. Heck, in the modern world, even podcasting, it's like so much more work than people realize.
Right.
And it's not as sexy as you think. Anyway, here are some jobs that sound cool but actually kind of suck. I don't know why they put these two together, but it's funny. Video game developer. or anything in film.
Anything in film.
You're basically overworked, underpaid, and you don't get any credit unless you're one of the big, big, big shots.
Right. I totally can see that with the video gaming, because that sounds like it would be super fun. You're playing video games all day, or you're creating your own video game. But I guess it's a lot of work.
Other jobs that sound cool, but really kind of suck. Veterinarian.
Really? What?
Yeah, you think it's all about caring for cute little animals, but it's stressed owners.
Well, that's true.
It's making, you know, heavy treatment decisions and sick and dying creatures all day.
And vets have to have knowledge on multiple bodies and, you know, animal physiology. Hey, I pulled it out, people. I pulled it out.
Other jobs that sound cool but are not: nursing, especially an ER nurse.
Mm. I do know this because I had a friend who was a nurse. And it, you know how they treat like flight attendants as like glorified, you know.
That's coming up.
Oh, well, I'm just saying nurses are doing all the heavy lifting, mm-hmm. in the sense of like caring for the patients and the families and dealing with the day to day. And I mean, let's be honest, doctors can be a little jerky.
Handsy.
Yes.
Next on the list, things that are cool, that sound cool but aren't, is, as you said, flight attendant.
Ugh, you're right, because you think, oh, I'm going to travel.
Mm-hmm.
But people are not respectful. I actually, if we have time today, I have flight attendants telling their wildest stories. I've got a couple other stories.
Oh, yeah?
Because they have to deal with ridiculous things.
My last girlfriend I dated before I met Aaron,
the love
married
of your life.
Yes, was a flight attendant, and she would come home in tears all the time.
People are rude and very entitled.
They're just very verbally abusive,
mm-hmm.
and that's in fact what it says here. They feel like they can say anything to you.
Yeah, it's really sad. I agree with that one.
Careers that sound cool but are not: chef.
Oh.
It's very, right. very long hours, and you're relying on a lot of people who are not as passionate about their job as you are.
To present your, food. That's true. But, you know, I'm watching this reality show right now called Below Deck, and it's all about yachting, people in yachting.
Mm-hmm.
The chefs are, all of them on the show, are insane. They're crazy.
Yeah, that's what I thought I was going to go
eccentric.
Into
before. Really?
I worked in restaurants. So I thought I was going to go into that.
I mean, but chef and, you know. What was your title again? What was your title again? Prep cook? You were
cook. I was a frontline cook.
Oh, frontline cook. Not really
a
chef.
It's a step towards becoming a chef. It is a step.
Is it?
I was 20 years old.
Okay, but you're not creating recipes. Are you saying that you have recipes in your mind?
Had I not discovered radio at age 20, that's what I would have gone towards.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to need you to start Instagramming the food that you create at home.
You'd be surprised.
I want to be surprised. That's
I don't
want
to put them on Instagram because then I'm a douchebag. But I'll send them to you.
But that's part of the chef MO, dude. A little douchey.
One last thing. Jobs you think are really cool. Turns out they suck. Teaching.
I will attest to that, sir.
But there's, you know, you do want to make an impact, which seems cool, but then there's parents to deal with.
Exactly.
Low pay,
yep.
Lack of resources, a lot of after hours work.
Disrespect.
And the fact that no matter how hard you try, some kids or teens just will not care.
No, that's so true.
It's funny, we were just talking about jobs that you think are cool, actually, or not. One of the things that came up on the list was flight attendant.
Mm.
And now, I don't know if this is a new trend, a new book, or for some reason, I feel like I'm hearing a lot about it lately. Flight attendants sharing a lot of their stories.
Yeah, I wonder if it was like not, well, I'm sure it's looked down on, you know, and maybe way back when, you know, they were even having to be more quiet about the stuff, but there's definitely been an increase in disruptive behavior. And now with like social media and
everyone
people
has
filming,
a camera. Yeah.
So it's kind of, you can see behind the curtain, so to speak, you know? I was just on BuzzFeed a couple of days ago, and I find it interesting. I love to hear the stories. I'm appalled at the stories, but it's interesting to me. They're talking to flight attendants about some of the craziest things that they've witnessed or had to deal with. I'm shocked that people, I mean, you're on a plane with like over 200 people, mm-hmm. and they're doing the craziest things. So I have a couple that I'm going to share.
Oh, okay.
All right. One flight attendant that wrote in, she's been a flight attendant for 10 years. She said she was dealing with a medical emergency. So a passenger is laid out in the aisle and a doctor is working on them. You know, I don't know what that means, but they're attending to him, right? And the flight attendant's running back and forth doing what she needs to do for the doctors. Mm-hmm. A passenger flags her down and asks for a Diet Coke. She's literally in the middle of an emergency. I mean, what the heck?
My gosh.
But that's part of the problem. People, I feel like, are so entitled mm-hmm. when they've bought this seat, and so they think that that's like their personal, you know, butler or something. But anyway,
yeah.
And we've all heard about the Mile High Club.
Yeah,
which I would not. I try to avoid those bathrooms at all costs. Yeah. But I guess some people do it under a blanket. Anyway, I don't know. And now they recline in first class. I wouldn't know firsthand, but. You can lay down completely. But one flight attendant in Anchorage shared a story, which we all know this is happening, but I'm still shocked. So two passengers just met on the flight. They're sitting next to each other. Mm-hmm. And so what starts to happen, they start drinking and chatting and mm-hmm. talking. And during the flight, the woman gives the man a BJ.
Wow.
In front of everyone, right there in their seats. And the flight attendant says that the woman's lipstick was smeared all over her face for the rest of the
drunk,
flight.
When you're drunk, people don't think anyone's looking. They just
they're being discreet,
and they're not.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe that. I can't even believe that. And then I'll share one more gross story. This man is on a flight, and he'd taken obviously, they're all on flights. He's taking too much Ambien because some people get stressed out.
Ambien on a flight? No. You need to be in a home in a safe environment.
Exactly. And even then, people are doing crazy things. Yes. So this guy took too much Ambien, and mid-flight, he sleepwalks. He thinks he's in the bathroom. He starts peeing on passengers.
Oh.
He's sleepwalking, and he thinks he's in the bathroom.
That
can you imagine?
On Ambien, that could happen
so
easily.
Oh, my gosh. I can't
even. I had to quit taking that stuff years ago because it just...
I never took it, but a friend of mine did, and she thought that she was talking to aliens. You hear all those stories. People, like, shop on Ambien, and then they get all these Amazon packages.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's an interesting article. It's on BuzzFeedNews.com. Flight attendants sharing their wildest stories.
They're so crazy.
So crazy. It's gross.
Again, check it out on BuzzFeed if you want to read more. Here's a little Olympic update. And of course, this was as of this morning. If things took place, you know, midday today, I'm not...
You're not up to speed.
I'm not up to speed on it, but... Your medal count, top five countries.
Fingers crossed.
Are you excited?
I am.
Number five, Australia has 15 medals, 6 gold, 1 silver, 8 bronze.
G'day, mate.
Number four is Russia with 19.
Wodka.
Number three is Japan, has 20 medals.
I'm not even going to try that.
Number two is China with 24 medals.
Going to pass on that one, too.
And moving into first place, U.S.
Yes!
of A.
That's awesome.
30 medals right now. Not the most gold. We're just one behind China and Japan. But we have 10 gold, 11 silver, and 9 bronze medals.
That is awesome. Hmm. You know, I don't remember if we talked about it last time or not, but people aren't watching. Like 33% viewership or something like that.
Yeah.
That's sad. I would love some of these. I think are interesting. The gymnastics is always fun for me to watch. It's interesting to see all the things they do.
They're
the skateboarding.
That is
really entertaining.
Yeah.
And they fall a lot, so that's also entertaining.
I know it's just kind of overwhelming to try to watch. There's just so much.
Well, I think they because don't they now do like two? It's really every 2 years because they do like summer.
And then winter. And yeah, then they winter.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like if they just went back to the normal 4 years, maybe we would be more into it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's just too many things pulling at our attention.
Netflix and Instagram.
Yeah, just a lot. But I love it. I just haven't watched enough of it.
I know. I need to do more of it, too. But also, it's not live.
Right.
So that also hurts, I think. You can get the information, yeah, and then you're like, meh, I already know.
But anyhow, as of Wednesday, USA in the lead with 30 medals. I learned something every day. This I did not know, and it has to do with swingers.
Oh.
I don't know if you've heard this
swingers
or not. And the reason it comes up is there was a woman on TikTok, and she was going on vacation with her husband, bought a bikini that had little pineapple designs on it.
Oh, cute.
And so she thought it would be cute to get him some swim trunks with pineapples on it. What she found out is that when they went on their vacation, which was a cruise, a lot of other older couples were being very attentive to them.
Really?
Because of their
pineapple
swimsuits.
Situation?
And I had no idea that this was a thing, but apparently pineapples are putting the message out there that you like to swing.
This is disturbing because you know what else pineapples mean? A symbol of hospitality. So, like, when someone moves into their home, like, one of the gifts that I'll purchase is something with a pineapple.
Really?
Yeah, like a pineapple door knocker or a pineapple-shaped candle or whatever. It just means...
I've never heard that.
It's supposed to mean hospitality, but now it's hospitality to a whole other level, and I can no longer give pineapples.
Have you ever heard that?
I had heard about it just recently, actually, about... putting pineapples on your front porch or something lets people know you're swinging.
We used to joke about it on the radio that we would talk about Steiner Ranch.
Yes. I have friends in
Steiner. It wasn't pineapples. It was like you'd put this stone out on the
right.
porch.
I mean,
or a painted rock or something.
I think it's... I'm sorry. Let's say I was a swinger, okay? I wouldn't just approach a stranger in the grocery store or on the beach. It would be... in the community,
well,
you would have a swinger community.
From the church.
Exactly. But I mean, you know, then I don't know. I just, if I was going to be a swinger, which I am not, I don't like the idea of
swapping.
No, it'd
be well vetted, not the idea of like, that's like just
like
having
Tinder.
Random Tinder dates
exactly.
in a bathroom.
Oh, I wonder if there's an app for swingers called Pineapple. The Pineapple app. If there's not, I should do it. I mean, you know, like, not do it, but create it and make a ton of money. That would be so good. I just Googled it, and I don't see anything, but there's got to be a swinger app.
There has to be. Yeah,
and
I don't know of one, but there
but
has to be.
But it should be called Pineapple, because that would be very clever. Anyway, I digress. I'm always trying to make money, you know? I'm an entrepreneur.
God, earlier on the show, you were trying to be a cougar. Now you're trying to be a swinger.
Oh. I'm finding myself.
All right, we'll give you some good news as things are feeling like they're starting to get a little back to normal.
Yes.
A concert has been rescheduled. When you think about it, historically in Austin, even though we're like music central, it's still a big deal because just as COVID hit in March of 2020... they were announcing.
That's right. They did a big mural.
Yes, on the old
on the old LeBaire.
The old LeBaire
building. My old stomping ground.
That the Stones were going to play Austin.
Yes.
So it was originally set for May of 2020, and of course of March, you know, just leading
right.
into South By is when everything completely shut down. But it has now been rescheduled for November 20th
Ooh.
At Circuit of the Americas. They just
right.
announced it.
Right before Thanksgiving.
Late last week.
That's exciting. I worry, you know, have you ever seen them?
No.
Did they come to ACL? Not that you remember.
Don't think so.
I've never seen them. That is one of those iconic bands that you feel like if you get the opportunity, you should see them.
Yeah.
But I also worry that they're very old and frail.
Right?
And, you know, I don't know. What have they been doing over the pandemic? Have they just been sitting around?
Have you been working out?
Do you work out? Like, you got to be in shape, hey, Mick. I want to see you dance that rooster dance across the stage.
I'm not worried about Mick. We've all been worried about Keith Richards dying
right.
for 30 years. And he just keeps ticking, man.
Right. I'm excited. Are tickets still available? I know they're going to honor the tickets that were already purchased. I'm sure there are still.
Yeah, they're honoring previously purchased tickets and working all that out.
So you can go check it out. Probably go to Circuit of the Americas and see about buying a ticket.
Yeah.
And prices start at $98.
Freaking legends.
I know. And that stage is going to be really awesome. It's the stage that all the Formula One performers mm-hmm. perform on. So there's going to be like a green, like a, what do you call the green space where you just sit, you know, the green space, grass.
Yes, there will be
general
grass.
Admission where like you don't have a seat, you just go and it'll be fun.
Anyhow, if you didn't hear the announcement, Rolling Stones rescheduled for November 20th in Austin, Texas. All right, Austin 360 Radio, JB and Whitney. Here are some of your good news from around the world, some good positive stories.
Great.
A woman in South Dakota named Diane, she married her husband, Ed, back in 1971.
Aw, my birth date.
Sadly, Ed passed away 5 years ago, but she followed through on a promise they made for their 50th anniversary. This is really cute.
Okay.
They saved an old can of Coors. From
Ew.
Their honeymoon.
What?
And promised to drink it on their 50th. So Diane and her son did it together.
That is hilarious.
They were a little worried they'd get sick, but they said it was fine. She said it was a little sweet, but it was.
Their wedding drink was Coors.
I know. Simpler times.
That is so funny.
Here's Diane.
You couldn't buy Coors anyplace but Colorado. We pulled out this little can and said, we'll have this on our 50th anniversary. It always just got packed up and went along, and we just never really thought about it. We sat down, we talked a while about Dad and about our marriage, and then we got out the Coors.
I was very surprised. I thought it would be full of crap, and it wasn't.
How much you want to make a bet that Coors gets a hold of the story and they send her like...
A lifetime supply.
Yeah.
Well, they know she's old, so a lifetime
supply. Well,
that's
true. It's not going to last long.
Not a big deal. A kid in France was confined to a wheelchair, so his dad started a robotics company and built a robotic exoskeleton that lets him walk. The company is called Wandercraft, and a few hospitals have been using these suits.
Oh, yeah, because muscle memory or whatever for people. What's it called again?
Wandercraft. WANDER.
Yes.
CRAFT.
That is awesome.
Cool?
Very cool.
If you've ever been pulled over for a broken taillight, you're always like, oh, crap, right? Well, instead of getting tickets, cops in Denver have started handing out $25 gift cards to help people get their car fixed.
Aww.
They've partnered with Advanced Auto Parts.
That's great.
And they give them a bunch of gift cards.
And the ticket.
When they have small things, like, hey, just go get it fixed instead of the ticket. Instead of the ticket. Go get it.
Are you sure it's instead
yes,
of the ticket?
Yes, I'm sure.
Because I could see him being like, look, we're going to give you this ticket. But if you get it fixed within 7 days, but no one asked me. That's awesome.
Here's a Denver police officer.
Now when they pull over a motorist for, say, a bad headlight or a defective taillight, they'll have the option to give a $25 gift card to help the motorist get it fixed and get them back on the road and stay safe.
How about that?
That's very kind. I like it a lot.
Sometimes we all just need a little help. A group of nurses in Kansas City crocheted a bunch of gold medals and tiny USA outfits for babies who were born during the Olympics.
Oh, my goodness.
They were going to do it last year, but then, of course, everything got postponed a year for the Olympics. But they've been working on this for some time. That That's pretty
is,
cute.
Listen, anything is cute on a baby.
True.
Even a toupee.
One more. Walmart just announced that they're spending $1 billion over the next 5 years to cover books and tuition for all employees who want to go to college.
Oh, wow. But, I mean, have you seen the employees? They're, a lot of them are, it's their second career. It's like they're in their 70s. Am I wrong?
But that might entice a young person to go if it's a ticket
that's
to college.
True. Okay, good
Just
point.
Just the same way that the armed forces do it.
Right,
the,
right. No,
the
that's
GI
a good point.
Bill.
But then how long are you locked into Walmart?
I don't know.